Kuros had shot him twice in the neck. The blood leaking between the clarified's fingers was black in the flood's harsh light. Teshak sank to his knees. His eyes burned with hate as Kuros walked up to him and his bloody lips framed the words, "Not the end," repeatedly, until Kuros shot him through the head and kept shooting when the body fell over. Only when the cranium was a shapeless mess of churned bone and brain matter did he turn away and address the watching Brolturans.
"The clarified Teshak was acting in disobedience of orders that came directly from the Hegemon's most trusted ministers. Pact arrangements and chain-of-command protocols remain in effect, so senior officers will now report to me. All other ranks may now return to your stations and your duties."
As the Brolturan troops hurried about their business, Kuros glanced over at Vashutkin, who was back on his feet, brushing off wet grit and mud. Then he strode over to the Asgara Marshal Becker and his men. The former bowed with his head, the latter from the waist.
"Marshal, my apologies that you were forced to endure such an unpleasant start to your task here on Darien. However, the clarified Teshak intended to have you murdered prior to taking control of your ship, which left me with few options."
Looking up, Becker gave a wintry smile.
"Exalted Ambassador, I confess that I had anticipated something untoward. My body armor is fitted with partial shielding."
Kuros smiled.
"Such precautions are the burden of leadership, Marshal. Let us continue our discussion in a less exposed location, over in the main building."
Some minutes later, they were settling into the wide chairs of the Brolturan officers' mess, hastily cleared of cast-off uniforms and equipment. Apart from Becker, the humans remained standing, while Kuros leaned back in an articulated altar couch.
"Marshal Becker, firstly, you should realize that the clarified Teshak has been holding me under a psychonarcotic captivity for several days. I only broke free with the help of my associate, who administered an antidote into my bloodstream."
Kuros indicated Vashutkin, who sat behind him near the wall.
"Like you, he is human. I will explain a little more about him later, but for now we must address crucial matters."
He straightened.
"I do not know what your orders are, Marshal, but you probably realize that we are no longer in control of the landmark known as Giant's Shoulder and the secret facility concealed within it. In fact, the withdrawal from Giant's Shoulder was directed by Teshak soon after he placed me under his vile influence. Now, however, Teshak is no more, and I am myself again. And I want to use the resources of this base to mount an assault on Giant's Shoulder and retake it in the Hegemon's name. Hopefully, my plans do not run counter to your orders."
Becker, looking almost childlike as he sat in the Sendrukan-sized chair, smiled thoughtfully.